But, Mr. Robbins, that be the British Royal Navy out there. Surely you cannot expect to outrun that warship. Shut your flap, Boyd. What do you think the captain would do if he found out you were advising we surrender at the start of this voyage? Well, if you lose his precious new ship, I suspect he will think little of your impudence.
Elvis the cook and I had barely slunk back down the ladder and returned to the galley. In what seemed like an engineering design flaw, the builder of the Revenge had also placed the up-deck-down-deck ladder right outside the galley. This meant men were constantly leaning in, asking, "What's cooking?" Except, at that moment, one of the men stuck his head in and asked,
"Who died in here?" "Squid and turtle for lunch," Elvis explained. "Ready on the starboard side?"
"Redbreast Robbins," I said. "What are his odds at getting elected first mate?"
"Fire on my command."
"Depends. If he staves off capture by the Royal Navy, I'd say greatly improved. Otherwise, keel hauled."
Using an oar, Elvis stirred his kettle of porridge and raisins.
"If you were to be the cook, what would you be serving the crew?"
"Eggs."
"What sort?"
I pointed at a basket hanging from an overhead beam. "Whatever sort is in that basket."
"They be Easter eggs," said Elvis. "Can't serve them except to the cap'n."
"What makes them Easter eggs?"
"Came from the Isle of Easter, they did. Long ways round the Cape. Rare they be."
"Bear up, we'll get the wind of them."
"But she's turning off. Bear up, I say." "Best go on deck and get the lay of things, Guppy."
"How come you don't go?"
"Left my specs at me hearties and been older. Can't hardly see the sky."
"Well, if you lost your glasses, how do you expect to cook?"
"Help sometimes not to spy them weevils swimming around in the porridge." "All crews fire on my command."
"Mr. Robbins, she's out of our range. To fire now would invite a reply from her guns."
At the galley door, a well-dressed man, the pallor of Elvis's porridge, came up the ladder.
"What in blue blazes is going on up there?"
Boyd called down.
"Captain, Mr. Robbins is about to take on the British Royal Navy."
"On whose orders?"
"I sent a man to wake you, sir," Robbins replied. "But you were busy being sick."
"By thunder, it's my ship, my crew, and my command. I'll have the say as to when we fire upon a vessel. Have they seen us?"
"Aye, sir," said Little Bird Boyd, and turned off.
"In that case, order the cook to serve out the grub."
"Which cook, sir? There be two."
"Two cooks? Who in blue blazes hired two cooks?"
"You did, sir."
"Well, we only need one. Man who cooks best we keep, other will serve as gunner on the bowsprit."
"But, sir, that's the most dangerous job aboard."
"No, Mr. Boyd. Eating slop served by a man who can't cook is worse than death itself. Nothing will kill the morale and bowels of a crew faster than bad grub."
Pivoting to Elvis, the captain said,
"Let's have a cook-off. May the best man live to die another day."
As it turns out, this is what Elvis served to the crew. Porridge with almonds. Here you may be saying, "But wait, a moment ago, Elvis said he was serving porridge with raisins." Here, I refer you back to his comment about losing his spectacles, which meant that instead of sprinkling raisins into each bowl of porridge, our cook sprinkled in almonds. In case you are not aware, almonds are a laxative. Porridge, on the other hand, is made up of soluble fiber. This means when porridge goes through your digestive system, it turns into a gel that slows digestion, keeping you feeling fuller longer. Except when you add almonds. Then, you get a heart-healthy dose of fats, protein, and fiber that gets the intestines really excited. I did not partake of the porridge. I knew from the lethal amounts Elvis ordered me to dish out that trouble would soon be brewing, poop deck-wise, and I did not wish to get anywhere near the thunderous eruptions that would soon erupt aboard ship.